grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this day, Ephesians 4, verses 26 and 27, as translated in the New English Bible. If you are angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin. Do not let sunset find you still nursing it. Leave no loophole for the devil. And from the Gospel for this day, St. Matthew 9, verses 4 and 5. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk?" In Jane Austen's novel, Pride and Prejudice, a very pompous young clergyman, Mr. Collins, is giving advice to a person who's been wronged by several people and says, "As a Christian, you ought certainly to forgive them." But then Mr. Collins hastens to add, "But never admit them to your sight or allow their names to be mentioned in your hearing." Well, Mr. Collins' advice is, of course, nonsense, because although the first part of Mr. Collins' advice is truly Christian, the second part isn't Christian at all. For if you forgive someone, you then, in fact, treat that person as if the wrong had never been done. Anything less than that is not forgiveness. And yet, when you've suffered at the hands of another person, when some vicious gossip has made up stories about you, or a false friend has betrayed a confidence, or somebody has harmed someone you deeply love, you know how hard it can be to forgive, and how very easy it is to become resentful and embittered, perhaps for a very long time. For when we've been wronged or humiliated or hurt, what comes naturally to us is not forgiveness, but hate. But that's the devil's game, just as we heard St. Paul say in the epistle read just a few minutes ago. If you are angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin. Do not let sunset find you still nursing it. Leave no loophole for the devil. For the devil, who wants to imprison us in bitterness and resentment. And bitterness, resentment, the desire to get even, are in fact a kind of paralysis of the will. As anybody knows who's been held in the grip of resentment for any length of time. In the Gospel for this Sunday, the Lord Jesus heals a man who'd been paralyzed. But Jesus sees not only the paralysis of the poor man's body, Jesus sees the deeper paralysis of sin. Perhaps this paralyzed man was resentful because of his condition. Perhaps he doubted God's love for him, or perhaps he doubted God's mercy, all of that being sin. And so before doing anything else, Jesus immediately says, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." But when Jesus' enemies hear that, they think he's guilty of blasphemy because they don't realize that the one standing right there in front of them is in fact the Lord of glory, one of the Holy Trinity. And so Jesus, knowing their thoughts, asks them, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? Which is easier? Well, in the light of common sense, it's of course easier to say your sins are forgiven, because there's no way to prove that that has in fact taken place, whereas the claim to heal can easily be tested by anybody. And so in his compassion, to show beyond a doubt that he does in fact have authority to forgive sins, Jesus then says, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." And the paralyzed man gets up and goes home. And what our Lord said to the paralytic so long ago, he also says to you today. For whenever we hear the pastor speak those words which Christ has given him authority to speak, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. This is, as Dr. Luther instructs us in the Catechism, as valid and certain in heaven also as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with us himself. The Lord Jesus spoke to the paralytic as an individual. And what a blessing it is that in individual confession and absolution, we can hear the word of forgiveness spoken to each one of us individually, to each one of us personally. And that is the blessing of private confession and absolution. For when absolution is pronounced over the whole congregation, a deeply guilt-ridden, a deeply troubled person may still find himself wondering, does this really apply to me? Can this possibly be true for me? But in private confession, there can be no doubt as to who is being addressed. But whether we hear the word of forgiveness individually in private confession, or as part of the worshiping congregation as we do every Lord's Day, what joy and peace there is in Christ's word of forgiveness, and what joy and peace there is when Christ's word of forgiveness is sealed for each one of us, when in the Holy Supper each one of us receives his body, which was given into death for our sins, and his precious blood, which cleanses us from all sin. So which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? Appearances to the contrary, it was a far harder thing to say your sins are forgiven, because the cost of forgiveness is the death on Calvary's cross of God's only and eternal Son. As we sing in the children's Lenten hymn, there was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And the hymn then goes on to say, oh, dearly, dearly has he loved, and we must love him too, and trust in his redeeming blood and try his works to do. If we remember how much it cost our blessed Lord, how then can any of us refuse forgiveness to anyone who, like us, is but a poor sinner in need of forgiveness and cleansing? And if you are having difficulty in forgiving somebody, then keep these two things in mind. First of all, examine your own conscience carefully, fearlessly, in the light of God's holy commandments. Because if you do that, you'll most certainly see the debt you owe to God, how completely dependent you are on his mercy. And the second thing is this: pray and keep on praying for the person you find so hard to forgive, keeping in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray that God would bless them according to their need. Grant them relief from whatever distresses and grieves them. And above all, pray that God would forgive them for whatever harm they may have done to you. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of